to know this. Your life won't be frustrated anymore. You won't live like hell anymore. You'll live like the glory of God that you are. How am I going to get to know this? How am I going to get this revelation in me? It's mine. Look at Ephesians again, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him. As you understand, being in light, that you may know what the hope is called. Calling, what is the glory of his inheritance, the sanctuary, what is exceeding greatness, his power to us who believe, according to the work of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly place, where? Far above all what? Principality, power, might, and dominion, every name that is named. Right? Didn't he do it? All right. How am I going to get this on the inside of me? Because now I know that is mine. He want me to have it. Paul said, I pray. I cease not. See, not only was he praying that the saints that he wrote the letter to at Ephesus and to us too, that we will pray this prayer for ourselves, but he said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention in my prayer. I'm praying that you get it. Because once you get it, your defeat days and being controlled by evil is over. You began to rule like the master you are. You began to rule over every situation. You were not called to be under the circumstance. You were called for circumstance to be subject to you. You were not called to be a victim of skin color. Are y'all hearing me? Are you listening to me? You were called to join a kingdom that has no defeat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let me finish this up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me finish this up. Go ahead and put up, I didn't have that on in the, but go ahead and put up verse 28. Let's read 28 and 29. See, this is why I thank God for everything that has been accomplished in every group and every believer's life. But there's been some stuff that have messed us up. Are you listening to me? I didn't come to try to make an impression on you by how good I am or how whatever. I came with only one message. That's Jesus Christ and him crucified. What did that mean to you? He wants every believer to experience this. Am I right? He wants what? Every believer to experience this. Every one of you to know how to walk in this. Listen to verse 28. Christ is our messenger. Our message. Christ is our what? Message. We preach to awaken hearts. That's exactly what I'm up here for. To awaken your heart. You need, if there ever was a time believers need to wake up, it's now. say it again. If it ever was a time for believers to wake up, it is now. And get this inside of you, because I'm telling you, there's some more troubled days coming. Not to frighten you, but prepare you. Christ is our message. I refuse to preach anything else. And I find out I'm not preaching Christ, I cut it off. We preach to awaken the hearts and bring every person to the full understanding of truth. It was because of my what? It became, back it up too quick. It has become my aspiration and passion in ministry to labor with a what? Tireless intensity, with his power flowing where? Through me, to present to everyone every believer the revelation of being his perfect one in Christ. His perfect one in Christ. See, God wants you to have his fullness of who he is abiding in you in revelation knowledge. This is just not something you talk about or something you run to when you get in trouble, but it's the way you live every day. But if you're in trouble, he can get you out. When you're in trouble, you won't be in trouble by yourself. Are you listening to me? I'm going to read it to you. Hallelujah. God did not call you into this kingdom so when stuff get tough, and trouble shows up, enemies snorting and blowing and doing all his mess, that he'll throw his hand up and turn the other way and run off and abandon you. No, no, no. That ain't the God I know. No, no, no. Listen what Psalm 91 said. I'm going to read this from the King James. King James. I'm going to read this from King James. Listen. Hallelujah. Listen to verse 14. Listen to verse 14. This is what the Lord said. Listen what he said. Because he has set his love upon me. Have you really fallen in love with Jesus? Have you set your love upon him? Is he first and foremost in your life? Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. See, when you set your love on Jesus, on God, he will, he shall, he has delivered you. Paul said, I went through all kind of persecution, Iconium, Lystra, and so forth. He said, out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Hallelujah. It's because he said, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. See, he just won't deliver you. He'll deliver you and put you on high, let everybody see. And they'll go say, I remember when I thought this, but they're looking at, how did he get up there? God put me there. God put you there. I will set him on high. Why? Because he known my name. Don't we have a name? Then he said, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Hallelujah. This is God's promise. Call to me, I'll answer you. Now watch this. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, So when you get in trouble, you're not by yourself. God said, when you get in trouble, I'm right there with you.